I'm going to speak to Julie Kevedek, who is marketing manager at the Grand Arcade, because one of many special things about Cambridge is the dinky doors, the small models that are hidden around the city. Well, now the Supreme Leader has given permission for some dinky presents to be hidden around the Grand Arcade. Morning, Julie. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Julian. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome indeed. So tell me, how did the dinky experience in the Grand Arcade come about?
So the idea was to collaborate with those very special local artists we have in Cambridge, the Dinky Doors, and to create something special for the community in Grand Arcade, which would be accessible and free for all to enter this Christmas.
And how does it work exactly? You've got the, how'd it go last week? You've got the presents, which are scattered and hidden around.
So the Dinky Doors artists have created 10 exclusive dinky presents, which are hidden all around the centre on the different floors. One of them is very hidden, I would say. And if you take the trail and grab a leaflet in front of Tesla, you can. You have two different competitions. You can enter the first one to win a gift card and the second one to win one of the presents. And so you have to find them all and answer a few questions on the leaflet.
I have to say, it is great fun. I was thinking about this. We successfully completed at least the first nine. Number 10 was, as you say, a little bit challenging. But at that point, it was an evening when, frankly, you know, most things had shut down. I think John Lewis was still open for an hour or so. When there's lots of people, which there often are in the Grand Arcade, I'm thinking actually that the presents are even more hidden.
Yes, it can be sometimes a bit challenging, but I would say that a good way to find them is to look around children running. Suddenly you would see them running towards the ground and like finding them, and they seem very excited about the trail, so it can be a way to spot the presence.
There is something, isn't there, about the dinky doors? I've been around Cambridge with my nephew and niece, you know, just innocently, you know, wandering past areas where there happens to be a dinky door, and they do get excited.
Yes, I am amazed by what they've created, because it is very exciting for people from Cambridge, but also there are people visiting from further away, and they create this very fun and creative experience where it sparkles imagination, as the creators call it. So it's. Yeah, every creation is so unique, and the way they also like launch any of these doors and now presents is very unique as well. So we've done also very a fun campaign about how to announce all those presents in Grand Arcade with them, which was really, really fun and creative.
How did you meet them? Because I know that when, for example, when I've interviewed them here, I've interviewed them over Zoom, I think, might have been sort of in the midst of the pandemic. I can't exactly remember. But, you know, they're wearing like paper bags over their heads and things to disguise themselves. So did you actually get to see them, or were they keep it hidden away from you too?
Yeah, I initially contacted them through social media, and I was so pleased they immediately replied. And then, like, I got the pleasure to meet with them, but I was a bit nervous the first time. And I still don't know their name.
Dinky and Dorky.
They are Dinky and Dorky, and they told me to look for them by the colour of their shoes the first time I met with them. It's quite funny.
Did they place any restrictions on what you could do with the dinky doors at all?
I think the main thing was to really be mindful of the ethos of the dinky doors, and what they're trying to do is really to do something free and accessible for all to enjoy, something which would sparkle joy for anyone.
And I guess from your part, obviously, you want to bring joy to people as well, but also you want to get people through the doors of the Grand Arcade, and dinky doors is as good a way of doing it as any. I'm wondering how, and it's difficult to know how to compare it, really, because footfall now, the number of people who are visiting the Grand Arcade, unfair to compare it with last year, but if you go back a couple of years, what are numbers looking like, would you say?
So, we still, we compare against last year, but we also compare still against 2019, pre-pandemic year. And the numbers are definitely increasing month on month. We had November was a very busy month. I think people have started to shop earlier, but yeah, we're still around 25% down in terms of footfall versus 2019.
Other shopping centres, for example, the Beehive and the Grafton, they're either are changing or they're thinking about how they change. And I guess I'm thinking Grand Arcade has been with us 10 plus years now, I think. And looking around the shops when I was in there most recently, yes, you've still got your anchor tenants there, the John Lewis's, the Apple stores. But there's also, if you like, the smaller stores, they're changing slightly. For example, you've got, I think it's Cambridge Science Centre are up there with you now, for example.
Yeah, so we obviously had some stores closing through the pandemic, which were more due to national closures. For example, Topshop or Disney Store was a national decision. It was not specifically about Cambridge. But we gave us the opportunity to rethink how we could use some of those empty units. And for example, Cambridge Science Centre has been a really good example of what we can do to actually offer another type of experience in our centre, something more about leisure and combined with our shopping offer. But I would say that on the ground floor, we're now almost full. We've had a lot of interest over the last 2 years and lots of new shops opening this year, which was really positive.
And you've got plans for a cinema as well, which I find interesting at so many different levels, not least because there's a cinema around the corner, not that far away. But I think Everyman is more of a boutique cinema. It feels a strange phrase, but I think that's how they would describe themselves.
Yes, it is. It is a boutique cinema, a premium watching cinema experience, as they say. It's a combination of watching a movie while having some food and drinks, and there will be a very nice bar area at the entrance of the cinema, and they will also do events and different type of things in their hospitality space. And yeah, I think it's really good news for Grand Arcade and for Cambridge City Centre, because it's an additional experience that people will find in the centre. And I think with consumers' habits changing, we're now more looking at a day out where we can have a bit of shopping, but a bit of leisure as well, and go out at the same time. So they will be able to do all of that.
I want to do we get to see more restaurants, perhaps? Because I guess Carluccio's is technically in the Grand Arcade, and you've got a couple of coffee places as well. But if you've that complete leisure experience, you might want to have a bite to eat before spending more money in the shops.
Yes, maybe. we're still working on different things in the background, so there will probably be more to come next year, more announcements to come. But I think right now, no restaurant opening for us, but there are few new restaurants in the city centre, like the Market House or Pilgrim's Pizza, which are really nice addition to the centre.
And not that far away from Grand Arcade. So how long are Dinky Doors with us for at the Grand Arcade?
Yes, so the Dinky Doors are in Grand Arcade until the 23rd of January, and we'll then auction them on the 26th of January to raise funds for Cambridge Street AIDS and also to create more Dinky Doors in the city centre.
Excellent. Oh, more. Oh, this is good. Oh, I like the sound of that. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that. I must say that the Dinky Door Trail is great fun. If anybody's got a spare hour or so, wander along and have a little go at that. Julie Kervadec, thank you very much
you.
For joining us. 105.
Cambridge 105 Radio.